Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
This is Tape 2 of Thursday afternoon, July the 2nd, 1987, of the Midsummer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This is the conclusion of Tom Hodgins' teaching on the occult.
So I said, okay, ask Ouija where it gets its answers. So it said, they said, Ouija, where do you get your answers? And it's spelled S-A-T-A-N. Only spells one thing, Satan. And I said, now ask Ouija what it is. So I said, Ouija, what are you? And it's spelled E-V-I-L. Now, I agree with you that demons will lie. And Satan is a father of the lie. But you also have to admit, if you're in deliverance prayer alone, sometimes in the name of Jesus, you can make them come up with some right answers. And that one did. So I said, we got to quit this. I stepped up the board. I said, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Ouija, I cast you out of this house. I claim the protection blood of Jesus, and you can't come back. I like to go like that when I'm casting demons out of houses, which you ought to do when you go home. And I like to go this in the first room, go in the next room, do it there, and so forth, because they can run from room to room. So the first time you cast demons out of your house, go in the first room, stomp your foot and say, in the name of Jesus, every demon that's in this room, get out. That's the first one, that's clean. Then go to the next one. Of course, if you've got the wrong kind of objects in your house, they'll go out, but within 24 hours, I believe, and this is strictly my opinion, but I got it from the prayer we prayed a while ago, give us this day our daily bread. I believe there's a day thing. You cast them out on Monday, they cannot return until the next day. Give us this day our daily bread. You'll get it. The devil gives things as well as God. So I cast it out. I said, now I ask it questions. So they asked it question. Didn't move. I said, folks, learn a lesson. You can cast demons out of the house, claim protection blood of Jesus, and they cannot return. And it was evident, because it had been going all over the place, answering every question. They asked 5 or 6 questions and then never once tried to even answer any questions. But the husband of the woman that owned it, the board, well, he owned it too, said, Ouija, we invite you to come back. And guess what it did? It came back. Because on his invitation. You see, demons cannot cross the bloodline. Don't forget that. They cannot cross the bloodline. That's why every time when we have deliverance, I want to always remember, I claim protection of the blood of Jesus over everyone there, every child in the nursery, covered by the blood, that demons can't bother them. But anyhow, when he said, we invite you to come back, that brought him back through that annulled the matter of the blood. So the demon came back. And then he said, Ouija, are you back? Well, over here there's a yes on the board, and over here there's a no. And the plans have moved over to yes. Instead of coming back to the starting point, there's always a starting point down at the bottom, the demon began to spell. Now you hear me? The demon spelled P-L-E-A-S-E, please. K-E-E-P, keep. M-E, me. It's spelled, please keep me. I said, folks, learn. Please learn. I didn't have to say it twice, really. I said, now in the name of Jesus, demon, I bind you, cast you out of this house, plead the blood of Jesus, you cannot return. I broke the board up, the plants and the rest, took it out and dumped it in the garbage can. I went over to the woman who originally had owned it before she married this man. I said, Helen, you got demons. She said, I want them out. So I said, say this in the name of Jesus, Lord. Forgive me for turning from you to Satan when I became involved in the occult, and especially with the Ouija board. And then I command the demon out. So I cast the demon out. She sat there on that lounge, and she was up in years, late 60s. That's not old any longer. It was then. And she's having a light, because I'm 68. She sat on that lounge, and like a little teenager, she bounced up and down. She said, no, 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 I won't come out, and you can't make me, and that's final. I said, demon, shut up, come out. And she gagged and coughed. Then she looked around. She drew a blank. She knew nothing had happened from the time she began to pray until the demon was gone. Went to the husband, prayed for him, nothing happened. Went to my wife, she renounced, asked forgiveness, nothing happened. And now I knew all three of those people had to pick up demons. But my wife thought, she's sitting here listening to me, and I got to live with her after tonight. My wife thought, well, just because I played with her only about maybe 10 minutes, demons couldn't come in me. So you know what happened? Here was a demon, Ouija, or divination, that was not in her before. It had only come in, and she did this with it. Doubt, doubt, unbelief, disbelief, skepticism, questioning spirit. She stopped. It didn't have to come out because she doubted it. That's why, beloved, teach before you cast out demons. Teach, teach, teach. She'd been taught. She knew. She'd cast out demons. So, started the Bible study. The demons and the husband acted up. We stopped, cast the demons out. My wife, nothing doing. I said, were you bothered? Didn't bother me a bit. About 6 months later, we were in Georgia somewhere casting out demons. We came to this, talked about the Ouija board, and she thought, maybe I could have gotten a demon. Maybe a demon did come in. She renounced the demand to come out of her. She nearly vomited before we got that demon out. More reaction came from that particular demon than any other one that's cast out of my wife. And the first demon we cast out was murder and others. Deaf and dumb spirit, she had that one. And we commanded to come out to say its name. And finally she went like this. We had to get a piece of paper and a pencil. And she wrote out D-U-M-B. Dumb spirit wouldn't let her talk. Now, ordinarily she could talk. But she'd be in a group of people. She wanted to express herself and say something. But she couldn't do it. She couldn't step into it. Or other reasons would. So, you've watched somebody play with the Ouija board. You've let the Ouija board. You could get demons. I like to go in toy shops, wet my finger, find the Ouija board, put my finger on the first one, and come down and say, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I cast every demon out of this Ouija board. Only trouble is, if you do it on Monday, they get to come back in on Tuesday probably. But it's fun for that particular time. All right. Next is astrology, horoscope. How many of you know your so-called zodiac sign for your birthday? Incriminate yourself. Tell me. How many of you know it? All right. You know too much of the wrong thing. Then the next one is an observant time. That's an enchanter. That's a magician. Now you see it. Now you don't. You say you mean pulling birds out of the air and doves out of... That's right. That's a lie. That's ledger domain. The devil's the... Again, I said, oh, well, that's just a trick, and they'll tell you that. Oh, yeah, that's what they say. Back of that is demonic. And then a witch, and there are such things, we cast demons out of practicing witches who could put spells on, who had a history of doing bad things. A charmer is a person who hypnotizes people. You can be hypnotized and go to dentist, or you can go to dentist and be hypnotized, no pain, take tooth out. You can be hypnotized, baby delivered, no pain. And hypnosis is demonic. I have enough psychology to equal a major in psychology, including clinical, child psychology, and some others. And I had to learn how to do hypnosis. And this is a Christian college. And I learned hypnosis and did hypnosis, and it is demonic. You have to give your will up before they can hypnotize you. It is demonic. Yes. Then the next one, consulted with familiar spirits. This is a medium or a guide. Usually I talk about that, but I'll pass that by. A wizard, that's a he-witch. There's no such thing as black and white ones. They're all black. A wizard, a necromancer. Probably ought to speak about that one. They believe, or a necromancer believes, when people die, that they can contact the spirit, your spirit, and in the spirit world. The way they do that is by a familiar spirit. We'll take that up later on. And they believe they talk to them, but there's no such a thing. Here's what I believe takes place. And in heaven, I hope, at least for them, I hope to get it confirmed. Here's a person that's a witch or has a familiar spirit. And if someone comes to them and has their fortune told, lay the palm out, or they read the cards, or so forth. The medium, the familiar spirit in the witch contacts the familiar spirit in the person who came. And so they talk, you don't hear them. the demons talk back and forth and communicate. And so the familiar spirit, or any other demon really, in the person who came, tells the familiar spirit in the witch certain facts. And so the woman, to impress the person and get faith, says when you're 4 years old, you fell off your tricycle and you skinned your right leg, you have a scar that long. And the person thinks, they look, they have on slacks or pants if they're a man. And they think, oh, she didn't know that. That's God, to know the past. And they tell you other things and give you special names. Oh, yeah. All that's taking place is the familiar spirit and the witch is talking to the familiar spirit and the person that came. And if not, with other demons, it's a simple matter that they can do with that. I won't give you illustrations or what I believe to be proof of that. So, the occult, and there's much else we could take with that that is occult that we need to deal with. Now, way back in 1972, the Ouija board outsold the most popular game that Parker Brothers ever put out. You know what that was? Monopoly. And ever since, it's been outselling it. That's a trend. That's an indication of what's happening in our United States. That's 25 years ago. All right. Quickly, I'm going to run through some things that are occult. Then we're going to cast out occult spirits because time won't wait. So let me go through them quickly. All that I call here is occult. There's much more than this. Astrology, clairvoyance, clairaudience. ESP, extrasensory perception. Fortune telling. We found that even fortune telling, if you go to a high school carnival and you give the girl, she has a bandana around her head or something, and you put out your hand like that and she says, oh, I see this. She doesn't know a thing about it. You're imitating Satan and you pick up demons, both the one that does it and the person that comes. You don't imitate the devil. On Halloween, just like a witch, we've got cases of the person received a spirit of witch because they dressed like a witch at Halloween. Or trick-or-treating, on and on, that you can pick up. Don't ever let your kids go trick-or-treating on Halloween. Horoscope, hypnotism, mind reading. I don't believe the devil reads your mind. Doesn't have to. The demons are in there, will communicate with whoever's trying to contact it. Same result. They're not reading your mind. They're talking to the demons that are there. Here's a wife, here's a husband. The demons and the wife know the demons and the husband. And some wives say, I know them without them telling me, and vice versa. But the demons start the quarrel, and then they drag the wife and the husband into it. There you are. And illustrations, I've got to stay away from illustrations. I've got too many of them. Palm reading, tea leaf reading, coffee grounds reading, Ouija boards, seances, conjurations, mental telepathy, magic, divining for water or water witching. How many of you ever taken the forked stick and you walk around like this and it points down the ground and you dig and you get water? Anybody do that? Here we are. It's called water witching, you know. Divining for water. Electric lines. Same thing. You can do it for a number of things. Now, that's demonic. Who do you think turns that thing down? Mind over matter? That's Christian Science, which is demonic. No, it's demonic. And the demons do it. And, I like to talk about that. But you can't. Mental telepathy, spiritualism or spiritism, sorcery, enchantment, precognition, that's knowing things before it happens. Sometimes people say, you know, I think I got a letter from my mother today. And they did. That doesn't mean it's precognition. It's just one of those things that is not always demonic. But if you can say, we've got a letter from Aunt Grace, who hasn't written us in 10 years, and she's telling us about the death of her third cousin, then you probably have precognition and need to beware if it's gone that far. Automatic writing, table tipping, psychometry, determining the facts about someone from an object. The time that I saw it, I was a teenage kid. The picture show between movies, and they blindfolded a person with a thick blindfold, went out in the audience, took a man's ring, took something else, went up, and this person fondled the man's ring and says, your name is Joe Doe, you live at 225 First Street in such a city, and you're so many years old. Is this correct? And the guy either faints or says yes, you know. And how do they do that? Familiar spirit in the medium or the witch, I'm not going to point here, in the medium of the witch, talks to the demons in the person whose ring they have. Does simple way. That's the way they do it. Then there's also diagnosing illnesses other than in the name of Jesus. I'm not talking about doctors. I mean, you go to a, quote, faith healer, and so they go and they go into their little spiel and so forth, or they close your eyes, or they get certain vibrations, and they tell you what the sickness is. Sure. Especially the demon, if the sickness is a demon. All sickness is not a demon, but all sickness comes from God. Now say this with me. All sickness comes from the devil. I got my mistake, but I found it. Some sicknesses are demons, but not all sickness is a demon. All right, so I meant to say that, but in the hurry. All sickness comes from the devil, never from God. Some sicknesses are demons. Cancer, arthritis, hemorrhagic, septicemia, colic, more and more. A lot of them, if you don't even know about. All right. Then there's locating lost articles, solving crimes, voodoo, levitation, necromancy, tarot cards, witches, wizards, warlocks, yoga, power walking, mediums, guides, transcendental meditation. By the way, if you've been in transcendental meditation, you must renounce your mantra. Like if they had a mantra in which you said, oh, we, or ooh, or something like that, be sure to renounce your mantra, because if not, that demon, which is the most important one on meditation, stays in you, you're still going to have trouble with that particular thing. We learned this in California with the college kids out there at the University of California. All martial arts, karate, kung fu, judo, you name it. People say, what about Christian karate? It's still karate. If you take a lost sinner and walk him in the church service and say, well, now he's in the service, so he's a Christian. No, he's not. He's still a lost sinner. You can take karate and bring it into the church and do it in Christian karate. It's still demonic. Amen. I used to say that the martial arts were demonic, but I had no experience with them. One day, we went to Old 11th Conference in a certain town, 1,000 miles from here, 100 years ago, and the friend of the preacher's son, yes, I see it, sweetheart, the friend of the preacher's son was in karate. While we were casting out demons, I said, karate, pointed at him. Now, we'd been working with him nearly 2 hours. He was really, he'd been into everything, drugs, you name it. And he was there, and he's kind of hungover, tired. And then when I said, karate, he straightened up like this, and he went like this, and then he started going, you know what he's going for, karate chop. He got up to about here, and I said, in the name of Jesus, I paralyze your arm. You can't move it. He says, I'll kill you. I'll kill you. I said, now, in Jesus' name, you put that right hand down on your right knee. In the name of Jesus. He said, I'll kill you. I said, shut up. He says, couldn't talk. He shook that hand and finally put it down on the right knee. I said, put the left one on the left knee, because they use both. I got kind of brave, and I said, now let me see you move. He couldn't move. I said, now come out. Then he started hollering, ho, 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 the way the holler doing karate. Came out. I said to him, what's this with your karate? He says, I'm a brown belt karate. I said, you were a brown belt karate. Don't go back to it. Later on he did. He got back into drugs, got on and on until he's in the military. And the last I knew, they were about to kick him out because of all the fights he got into and so forth. Little kids, 4 years old, 5 years old, are learning karate and the rest of it. Women. So they'll be protected. Preachers' wives and some preachers are, all of them are demonic. They start in the Far East. That's what they began with. And they're still tainted by it. No matter what name you change it to, in the States, they're changing it to other names. The demons are still with it, believe me. Well, I got to quit. We want to have some semblance of some deliverance here. But let me say this. Scientology, numerology, psychic portraits, Rosicrucian, reincarnation, devil's pentagram, crystal gazing, Kabbalah, I Ching, phrenology, colorology, black math, magic, materialization, black arts, Satan worship, parapsychology, on and on, blood packs, chain letters. Amen. Chain letters, demonic. They control you. If you don't do it, it'll happen to you like it did to somebody else. They didn't send the money, and they got, of course, it's against the law now to do it. Fetishes, talisman, and the like. Well, must close, because we want some deliverance with you. We have everybody here that we're going to work with in karate. I think we need to Well, stand up for a moment. You know the car, you know the chorus, in the name of Jesus, somebody that can hit it. Bill, hit it.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We have the victory.
We have the victory. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Demons will have to flee. Who can serve our great salvation? Sit down. Get ready. Let me pray and away we go. Now, Heavenly Father, I claim the protection of the blood of Jesus for everybody in this room, over every baby, child, relative of everyone in this room, that any demons cast out cannot go and bother them, any child in the nursery and otherwise. And then, Father, we thank you that already Jesus is here, already the Holy Spirit is here. Everything I do in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son, who came, according to the Word of God, to destroy the works of the devil. And we give you glory, Jesus, before you do it in your precious name. I'll wait till the little ones are in. Some of these prayers will overlap a little bit of yesterday's, but they're tied in. I write the prayers out. Something for an ex-Baptist preacher, reading prayers, isn't it? And wearing a collar, too. But that's the way God seemed to have ordained it. But I'll go through these, and I'll let you know what to do. All right? I can't hear. All right. Can we get more volume? Good. Let me say this. As we go through and we begin, if it should be people are coughing and you don't hear what I say, don't be concerned. The demons can hear. I could whisper right here, like, in the name of Jesus. And every demon in this building, I believe within miles, could hear it. We've proven that by experimenting to check it out. But I'm glad and I appreciate you asking me about that. All right. Everybody here say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
God's Son.
God's Son.
By the power of His shed blood on the cross.
By the power of His shed blood on the cross.
And through the anointing and leadership.
And through the anointing and leadership.
Of the Holy Spirit of God. I now rebuke.
I now rebuke.
Break and loose myself.
Break and loose myself.
From all demonic bondage.
From all demonic bondage.
Now as we go through, some of these things will apply to you and some things won't. But we'll all say it together so as not to embarrass someone. And if you don't have it, you're helping somebody else. So we'll say, from every man, from my wife.
From my wife.
And every woman from my husband. And everyone will say, from my former wife or husband, if there's one or two or three, whatever it is. If you've been married before, just softly say the first one's name, husband or wife, and the second one's name, first name, and the third one. Do I have a fourth? Come up with a fifth. All right. You've renounced those. And I also
loose myself.
From all demonic bondage.
From
my father and mother.
Grandparents.
And any other ancestors.
Living or dead.
Who have ever dominated me. Or put me under bondage.
Of any kind.
Get out of me. In Jesus' name. Okay, demons, we don't have to call you a number. We get you by what you are. Bondage and domination. From relatives or otherwise, move, 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 move. Cough. Everyone, cough. And again, cough. All right, good. Get out of here. Get off this property. The Bible says, visiting the iniquity of the fathers and of the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me. There you are, your father's the first generation, grandfather second, great-grandfather the third, great-great-grandfather the fourth. I believe it can go either way. It goes by the fathers. Things will be passed down to you, bad characteristics, family sicknesses, spirits of infirmity, so many things. And we're going to break those. First, we loose you from them, and then we'll go back and cast them out. Everyone, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I also renounce break and loose myself and my children and any children not yet born to me from any and all psychic powers and bondages, spirits of infirmity, all physical and mental illness brought upon me or my children as the result of sins, transgressions, iniquities, occult or psychic involvement of myself, my parents, grandparents, and any other ancestors, living or dead. I thank you, Lord Jesus. According to the word of God, you have set me free. And also, I now rebuke, break and loose myself and my children and any children that may be born to me from all, from any and all evil curses, hexes, charms, spells, jinx, voodoo, pacts, agreements, or covenants made with any demons or the devil. Black magic, psychic powers, bewitchments, witchcraft, incantations, magic potions, sorcery, all occult, another demonic bondage put upon me or my family line, by any person, living or dead. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that according to the word of God, you have set me free. Because I prayed all these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son, he has set me free. It is also written in the word of God, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. For the first time in my life, I am free indeed. And I have the right to demand every demon that came into me related to these things that we just prayed about. Get out in Jesus' name. All right, now, demon, you'll go as I say you to go.
First, every demon related to the bondage and domination, we took you, but we're going back to you. So you won't be confused, demon. Bondage and domination. You move, you move, you move, you move, you move. Cough. And again, you move, move, cough. Good. Good. Now, every demon that's in there related to so-called family sicknesses, spirits of infirmity, bad characteristics, and things passed down through the family. Everyone related to that group, move, 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 cough. And cough. Good. Every demon there related to those things of the curses, hexes, spells, jinx, voodoo, and the like. You know who you are. Move, 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 move. Cough. 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 Good. Get out of this building. Get off this property. Outside the property lines, demons. And you know where the property lines are in Jesus' name. I want to deal with familiar spirits. A familiar spirit, I believe. I ordered a book and got it. It's about this thick. And the book talked about evil spirits, and I finally quit reading it. Blessing, whoever he is. But I believe a familiar spirit passed down through the family. It's a family spirit. It is familiar with the family. Therefore, it is familiar with you. And it wants the family to be like it was. If your name is Jones, it wants the Jones family to stay, be like the Jones. Someone says, you know, yeah, I knew his daddy. He's just like his daddy. And I knew his grandfather. They're all the same. That bunch of Joneses, you know them a mile away. I know how they are. It's a familiar spirit keeping that family a certain way. When they come down, usually they go from the mother to the daughter, from the father to the son. Have you heard anybody say, like father, like son, just like his old man, got his temper, his anger, the rest of it, acts just like him, spitting the image of his father or his mother.
I believe familiar spirits are that. Let me bring this illustration. Again, hear me. You don't build doctrine on what demons say. You heard me say that, didn't you? But sometimes when what the Word says or what you've learned, when they match pretty well, how can you miss? You've got to be blind to not see it with two eyes. We're casting demons out of this man. His name was John. And I looked at his eyes, could see the demons looking out, and I said, "Demon, your name." He looked at me and he said, "John." And I said, "No, John, I don't want you to answer me. Let the demon talk." So I said, "Demon, in the name of Jesus, I'm not talking to John. I'm talking to you. Say your name." Demon said, "John." I said, "John, no, don't you." He said, "I didn't say that." I said, "Oh, we got a demon named John that calls himself John." Demon said, "Yeah." We went on with it, but I somebody didn't get familiar spirit. I said, "Well, in the name of Jesus, I command the demon that calls himself John to get out of John." And they went out. Later on, we were working with someone, and the Holy Spirit said to me, "Familiar spirit." As far as I remember, it's the first time he said it to me. I said, "There's a demon in this woman, a familiar spirit." And the demon said, "Yes." I said, "Demon, what name do you use?" The demon said, "Let's say Mary." It wasn't Mary. Something else. "Mary?" Well, that was her name. I said, "What name did you use before you came to Mary?" "Gladys, her mother." "What name did you use before you came to her?" "Agnes, her grandmother." And I said, "Can you tell me before what name you used? Who were you in?" The demon said, so, "Sophia." And it said, and she was French. And boy, did we ever torment her. That demon talked as if it just happened yesterday. So we tested the demon out. And I said to her, "What about, did you hear the demon talk?" "Yes." I said, "Did it tell the truth?" She said, "My mother's name is Gladys. My grandmother's Agnes. Sophia I didn't know, but she was in the family and she was French and very wicked." You not repeat, you don't build on what to say. When the one matches the other, a blind man can see it. Say, "In the name of Jesus, I renounce any familiar spirits that ever came into me. You did not come from God the Father, nor from the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, you came from the enemy, from Satan. Familiar spirits, get out of me in the name of Jesus." Okay, familiar spirit, out of the legs, the body, face, features, go. And another one, cough. Good. Get out of here, get off this property in Jesus' name. We must take unholy soul ties. Here's what unholy soul ties are. Here was Jonathan, here was David. The Bible says David loved Jonathan as his own soul, and their souls were knit together. That's a soul tie, all right? But the New Testament says, "He that is joined to a harlot is one flesh." The Bible also says, "He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit." There's something that takes place in sex relations that ties those people together in a soulish manner. Remember, when you're born again in your spirit. And so the soul can be, as a Christian, with somebody else. Anytime you've had sexual relations with someone else, you developed an unholy soul tie. If it was a boy with a girl, every time it happened, you got a soul tie to that person. If you did it 10 people, you got 10 of those. And that's not very many with some kids nowadays. If you had, as a girl, an experience with another girl, you might have been 4, 5, 6 years old. You have a lesbian soul tie and spirit. A boy with a boy, a man with a man, homosexual. When it comes to animals or bestiality, don't think they can't have it. Ask any farm kid and they'll know about it, about that. I don't know what can be there because you couldn't be so tied with the animal. But we'll still break that particular thing. Everyone, say, "Heavenly Father, please forgive me for establishing unholy soul ties, whether through sex relations." Now, let me say this. This is you. This is your husband and wife. If a husband and wife had sexual relations and then they got married, you developed an unholy soul tie because you did before marriage. God says these two shall be what? Now, this is personally mine. I've never heard anyone else teach it. And so I'm telling you that I'm the one that says it. I can be wrong. But I believe that you establish an unholy soul tie. God cannot make you two one like he liked to because you established an unholy soul tie. So we need to break that. Do not say it out loud,
But if you and your husband had sexual relations before you married, just in your own thinking, think this. And in particular, I now break that unholy soul tie with my husband, with my wife. All right? In the name of Jesus, every unholy soul tie is now broken according to the word of God. And I now demand every demon related to unholy soul ties, get out in Jesus' name. Every demon related to sex, unholy soul ties, caught. Again. I need to go to y'all together, call. And again. In the name of Jesus. Good. Now listen to this one. Now, demons, I know that there are other ways other than sex and unequally yoked together. There are other ways. How many ways? We don't know. But demons, I know this. When I tell the people to cough, every other demon of unholy soul ties, no matter how you got in, you have to go. Move, 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 move. Cough. In Jesus' name. Good. That's it. Out of this room, off of this property, in Jesus' name. You may say, why do you ever so often cast them out of the room or off the property? Because we've learned if you leave demons in the room that you're working in, they will try and help keep the other demons from coming out. I learned by that by word of knowledge. I had a picture, we got a demon, we cast it out. I said, Lord, what next? We got a picture, and it led to the same thing. The guy said, that's the same thing, let's say it was depression. Word of knowledge, it led to the same demon again. So I said, we cast that one out. So I closed my eyes and I said, Lord, what next? And he gave me another picture, and that led to that. And I said, Lord, I don't understand. And he said, get the demons out of the room. So I said, you demons that came out of this man, get out of this house and off this property and it's protected by the blood. And it didn't happen again. So that's why I do that every so often. Everyone say, Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
please forgive me,
please
forgive me for turning from you to Satan. When I became involved in the occult, such as learned that my so-called zodiac sign is, now say it, that I renounce it, and every other occult spirit, any occult spirit to me, get out in Jesus' name. Occult spirits, you know what you are. You move, move, move. Cough. And cough. And cough. You cough. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Good. Get out of here. Get off this property in Jesus' name. Now, you need to be careful about things in your house. It's been told you, but be careful of books. Be careful of Bibles, images, dolls, plaques, pictures. Oh, boy. We're taking our own pictures. Zodiac signs, good luck pieces, charms. Beware of going to a foreign country. Bringing back some sort of a souvenir, a doll or otherwise, zodiac, any of those things. Aztec calendars out of Mexico, even chess sets that are bought in Mexico, some of them have the Aztec gods. The king is the king of sunshine. The queen is the queen of rain. And every one of those pieces has a zodiac or a sign of reverence to the Aztec gods. And you bring that home, you bring the demons. Destroy the pieces, and then cast the demons out. I see your hand, brother, but I can't take time to talk to you. So, be careful about the things you have. Do this. Don't go home and do like one teenager went home and grabbed some pictures and threw out some items before. His folks weren't even Christians. When they came home, they liked to tarred and feathered him. He threw away what belonged to them. And I told him, I said, no, you can clean your room. That's the only right. That's your kingdom. You cannot throw away mom and daddy's things. But when you go home, pray and say, Lord, show me what's demonic. And if he shows it to you, be honest, don't give it away, even your worst enemy. Don't sell it. Don't try and keep the gold or the silver on it. Deuteronomy 7:25 says, burn it. Get rid of it. Destroy it completely. Be careful if you've been in any cults. See, there's occult, O-C-C-U-L-T, and there's cult, C-U-L-T. Cult is any teaching or philosophy that denies that the blood of Jesus cleanses from sin. Anything that teaches that there's any other way to heaven except Jesus is a cult, heresy, and is damnable. If you've ever been in Christian Science, it is not Christian, it is not scientific.
Mary Baker Eddy said the blood of Jesus was no more avail on the cross than when it ran free in his veins. That's as blasphemous as you can get. It is not scientific because it denies sin. It denies sickness. So it's a lie to say it's Christian. It's a lie to say it's scientific. No wonder it's so demonic. Jehovah's Witness, demonic. Mormonism, demonic. Rosicrucian, unity. A lot of people. I'm surprised how many Christians get this little daily reading from Unity in Missouri. It's demonic. It's the devil himself. Has some good, fine-sounding things, but it's of the devil. Science of the mind, Unitarian, Baha'i, theosophy. Oh, my. Silver mind control. I like to talk about that. Expanding courses and mind enlightening and so forth. Anything that's not that. That's not glorifying Jesus. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I ask your Father to forgive me.
I ask Father to forgive
me. For anything I knowingly or unknowingly did that was cult. Cult spirit. Get out of me. In the name of Jesus. Okay, cult spirit, you know if you're cult, move. Cough and cough and cough. Good. Out of here, off this property. Drugs. Get there. That's right, in the name of Jesus, every bit. In Jesus' name, the blood against it. In the name of Jesus. Drugs, and we go. We're at 24 minutes after. Drugs, if you've taken drugs for this prescription drugs, or off the street, marijuana, mescaline, amphetamines, barbiturates, uppers, downer, hashi, heroin, no matter. If you're taking Valium and you're controlled violent, you have to take it, you've got demons of Valium. So say, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus.
I
renounce any drug spirits
that have come into me.
Get out. In Jesus' name. Okay, drug spirits. Well, I don't have to call your names. Move. Cough. Out of here, off this property in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, pray this and we go. And let me see your eyes. Say, Heavenly Father, I thank you that Jesus passed those demons out of me. Through the power of his name. He shed blood on the cross. The anointing and leadership of the Holy Spirit of God. I now submit to you, Heavenly Father. By the way, any time that you're praying and you say, I submit, be sure you say to you, Heavenly Father. The devil will take your submission. I submit to you, my whole spirit, soul and body, mind, emotions and will, hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting and touching. All that I am, all that I have, I rededicate and submit to you. And by faith, and according to the word of God, as taught in Ephesians, chapter 6, I now put on the whole armor of God so that I may be able to stand against the tricks and the wiles of the devil. Stand with me. As I mentioned, you maybe weren't here. My wife and I do this every day without fail. Say it after me. I put on the belt of truth. Breastplate of righteousness. Shoes of the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all and over all, I take the shield of faith. And with the shield of faith, I shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. I'll put on the helmet of salvation. I then take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Let me add this in here. He says, I then take. When does he take the word of God after he's put on the whole armor? That's what it says there. You got to put on the armor before you read the Bible. Watching thereunto, with all prayer and supplication, praying in the Spirit. That means praying in tongues. Let's praise the Lord in tongues. Hebiko tola yamra basota ye shabenda yamanita obeye Asha, Solo, Yon Rabako, the Rabas, and Tabias. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And all the people said, all the people said, amen. Thank you, Brother Glenn. We will have, he'll find the time, we'll have, as far as I'm concerned, a general deliverance in which we'll take infirmities and other things at a later time, but this takes care of your cold.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.